Come and join the gathering on Equilarium FM for inspired conversation and guidance to lighten and brighten your day. Claire Johnson has gatherings around her kitchen table with a group of interesting and vibrant guests who are professionals from all fields of the healing arts. Real people integrating spirituality into everyday reality. Laughter and joy are two of the main dishes served at her table. And now, here is your host, Claire Johnson, raising vibrations across the nations, inspiring you to become all that you can be.
Hello and welcome to this, a wonderful, joyful June that's arrived. This week, around my kitchen table, the Real Holistic Housewives will be discussing the magnificence of Lucky Number 7, which holds great significance across many religions and cultures, the incredible 741 vibration frequency of consciousness expansion, and the secrets of the Solfeggio scale. We will also be talking about the important seventh crown chakra, which connects us with the universe and the divine source of creation. What it is to create art from the heart, and the powerful healing effect of spiritual artwork. So, welcome to this week's gathering, where we will be raising vibrations across the nations on show 7. So, first of all, I'd like to welcome my gorgeous, beloved soul sisters, Josephine Tyrrell.
Hello, Claire. Hello, everyone. Lovely to be here with you today.
Jill Osman.
Hi, Claire. Hi, everybody.
And our returning guest, Anita Young.
Hello, everybody. Lovely to be here.
Hi, Anita.
So we've been having a beautiful gathering today because spring has finally turned, apparently, into summer.
Apparently.
Now that we're in June. Yesterday, though, you would be forgiven for thinking it had digressed way back into winter.
You were in your boots,
I know.
You?
I know. I went into Brighton yesterday in one of the entire outfits that I'd been wearing in December. So that's what our weather's been doing around here. Driving rain and winds, and it was just madness. Then we had the glorious full moon of last night, which was supposed to be very transformational and has brought great blessings. And today, one of those blessings is glorious blue sky and sunshine. So we've been able to sit in the garden today, haven't we, ladies?
It's gorgeous, a bit of sunshine. Yeah. It's so lovely to feel it on your bones.
Yeah, a bit of grounding in that warm, warm sunshine on that rich green grass.
Yeah, we had to drink it in because we're so sun-starved here in the UK. As soon as it comes out, we're out there. Even if it's 10 minutes, we're there.
Yep.
Drop everything.
Vitamin D deficient.
Yeah, it's true. We grab it when we can. So another thing that we've just been discussing that we all did, actually, was we took our crystals out and we put them in the full moon.
We did, didn't we? They were absolutely gorgeous.
And we were just wondering why all of us did that when we don't normally always do that on a full moon.
No,
I do.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Must have been a special. We must have known inside, because each of us individually bathed our crystals in the full moon last night, didn't we?
Yeah.
We certainly did. Yeah, in actual fact, I'd actually already gone to bed and I thought, oh, my crystals, and I got up and actually went downstairs and put my crystals out in the midnight.
Oh, that's good commitment.
Yeah, it was.
No, it's lovely that they really get infused with the silver light of the moon, and so it cleanses them from all the negativity and stress that they've taken on during the month before, and rejuvenates them so that they're ready to then give out that energy for the rest of the month. And so then you can
go back into service.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You can reprogram them and embrace them with the newness.
They've had a chop up. You can feel it when you bring them back in again. I mean, they're
zinging, aren't they?
Yeah, they are zinging. Yeah.
Bit like us today, ladies.
Yeah, so here we are in June, which is really exciting, as I said. And June 2015 in numerology is a 14-5 universal month. And a 14-month gives you the 1 of the spiritual vision combined with the 4 of the practical manifestation to give you a 5, which is freedom, change and adventure.
Mm. Hooray!
Hooray! And we all love that. So, one of the things we're discussing, of course, is the number 7 on our 7 show, the magnificent number 7. So, 7 is known as the seeker, the thinker, the searcher of truth. The 7 doesn't take anything at face value. It's always trying to understand the underlying hidden truths. The 7 knows that nothing is exactly as it seems and that reality is often hidden behind illusions. A person who has a chart dominated by the seven is usually easily picked out of a group.
That'll be Josephine.
That'll be Josephine.
Doesn't sound like Josephine at all, does it, really?
Me, a number seven.
When Josephine speaks, ladies and gentlemen, we listen.
Yeah. So, yes. Last week it was me, this week it's you, Josephine.
Yeah. Number seven. Mm.
And you're seven of seven.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about share a little of your sevenness.
My sevenness. Well, I'm one of seven daughters in our family, and I have seven sons, as you know. Wow.
And you're the seventh daughter, aren't you?
I'm the seventh sibling, you know, yeah. So we've got one son, one brother.
Yeah. And then you have seven, as well as being a number seven.
Yeah, as well as being a number seven. So, yeah, seven beautiful boys. And seven's just dominated my life, it seems to have. And I love the number seven, and I absolutely love it.
Well, this is quite funny because it also suits you. The seven is spiritual, but not religious.
True, very true.
In fact, the age-old question of what is life all about, who am I, why am I here, and so on and so forth, those questions are all essential to the seven's life experience.
Absolutely, I live by them.
You do? You're brilliant. You're this inquiring mind that looks beyond the veil always.
Yeah.
I mean, not only are you incredibly psychic, so you obviously have this ability to go beyond the veil and get information from there, but just in general, as one of your best friends, I know that you inquire on every level.
I do. I think it's something innate within me. It just comes out, and it's, you're always seeking and always looking for the answer to the big question.
Well, like the overview.
The overview.
Like we had last week, that the astronauts discovered the overview.
Yes.
That's what you tend to bring to the world, which is lovely. So even in general conversations, you will always raise it to an overview and say, how about this angle, which is great.
And you find lovely, amazing snippets of information. I don't know where you find them and where they come from. And it's truly incredible.
Well, you've ramped it up this week, haven't you? Because you've really stumbled upon something quite interesting. Mm. But perhaps share a later bit.
Okay, great. But the beautiful solfeggio scale.
Yeah. Okay. So getting back to number seven, just the basic good old number seven, from an online survey of more than 44,000 people, a global survey, it came up with seven was the world's most popular lucky number.
Wow.
Yeah. So, for example, there are 7 days of the week and evidently seven circles of the universe, which I like that. Yeah. There's seven deadly sins and seven basic musical notes. Mm-hmm. Seven colours of the rainbow, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo and violet. There's seven wonders of the ancient world, and there's seven wonders of the ancient world are the Great Pyramid of Egypt, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Statue of Zeus at Olympia, the Temple of Artemisus at Ephesus, the Mausoleum of Halicarnassus, I can't say that word, the Colossus of Rhodes, and the Lighthouse of Alexandria. Now, I didn't know they were the original ones, did you?
No, I'm not sure that I did know those were all the original.
Anyway, there's now seven new wonders of the world, which were voted upon by modern-day people. I don't know, I wasn't part of the vote, were you?
No.
But I came across this online. So the new ones are Chichen Itza in Mexico, Christ the Redeemer at Rio de Janeiro in Brazil,
beautiful.
The Great Wall of China, Machu Picchu in Peru, Petra in Jordan, the Taj Mahal in India, and the Colosseum in Rome, in Italy.
Beautiful. Mm. They're quite up, really, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very nice. Yeah. I've been to about three of those. No. And also, you said there's seven circles of the new Earth flat, Jim.
Yeah, we mentioned that last week, didn't we, Josephine?
We did.
There's a brand new, beautiful Earth flag that's been revealed. And the new Earth flag has been unveiled and created by Swedish designer Oscar, can't pronounce his last name, Pernefelt. Sorry, Oscar. This new flag has been proposed to represent planet Earth's astronauts and spaceships of their journey into the cosmos. And we gave it a mention on last week's show, and it beautifully connects this week's show, seven, interlinking seven circles and the beginning of the flower of life.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Beautiful.
And I think we're going to put a picture of that flag on our website, aren't we?
I did that this morning.
I'm already ahead of you.
She's
such a powerhouse.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, behind the scenes, Jill is our
technical.
She's our rock. She's our total rock. Plus many other things.
Yeah. So, in Buddhism, 7 is the number of ascent, and Buddha is said to have walked this number of steps at his birth.
Oh.
Now, that would have been quite something. Whilst in Christianity, God is represented by the 7th ray in the centre of 6 rays of creation. Because the world was created in 7 days.
Of course.
Yes.
Okay. 7 days of the week.
Yeah. And then the 7th is the crown chakra in the 7 chakras that we have of the body. The crown chakra is the top of the chakra ladder, as it's called, which starts from the root chakra that grounds us on earth and progresses upward to the crown chakra, which connects us with the universe and the divine source of creation. The chakras are, number 1 is the root chakra, which is at the base of your spine. It's the very sort of bottom, and it represents our foundation and feelings of being grounded. It's located at the base of the spine in the tailbone area. The sacral chakra is the 2nd one, which is our connection and ability to accept others and new experiences, and that's in the lower abdomen. Then there's the solar plexus, the 3rd chakra, which is our ability to be confined and in control of our lives. 4th, confident I meant, not confined. 4th is the heart chakra, which is our ability to love. That's in the centre, in the middle of the chest. 5 is the throat chakra, which is our ability to communicate, located in the throat. 6, as last week, was the 3rd eye chakra, which is our ability to focus on and see the bigger picture. That's located in the forehead, right between the eyes. It's also called the brow chakra. And then 7, as today, the crown chakra, which is the highest chakra and represents our ability to be fully connected spiritually. So the crown is located at the crown of the head, the very top of your head. And the gift of this chakra is experiencing unity and the selfless realization that everything is connected at a fundamental level.
Wonderful.
Oneness.
So we could probably discuss that in a bit more detail after the break,
couldn't we? Yes, we'll come back and we'll talk a bit more about the crown chakra, because it's actually very important.
Indeed it is.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world, OM Times Radio. Your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
So we just left off about talking about the crown chakra, but Claire, we want to just expand on that a little bit more, don't we?
Yeah, because the crown chakra is, it's not about intellectual knowing at the level of the 7th chakra, but there is a serenity, joy, and deep peace about love and life. You have just a sense of knowing that there is a deeper meaning of life and that there is an order that underlines all of its existence. So it's a sort of like trusting space, your crown chakra. The way of the crown chakra is the way of going beyond the limits of your own ego. It is the way of transcending the ego and knowing that all of creation is interconnected at a fundamental level. According to tantric philosophy, the seventh chakra is both a receiver and a giver of energy and consciousness. It receives energy to sustain life, and it gives back the personal energy to unite with a collective pool of consciousness. I mean, this is a lovely idea that it's like a gateway. Mm-hmm. It's like a sluice that it can open and go either way. Mm. So you can connect to source from it and pull down stuff for yourself. And then when you're in this wonderful heart space, you can then send that back up, which goes to the collective consciousness, which goes and helps humanity. So you can play your part, which I think this is a wonderful way.
That just reminds me of the Celestine Prophecy movie where towards the end of the movie, the chap that's on it is just giving love from his heart, and then the love's being sent back and then being magnified, and the love just goes and gets sent back and forth, so he's giving the love and then he's also receiving the love, and it magnifies and grows.
Yeah, because it's in fact the meeting point between the finite, which is the body and the ego, and the infinite, the universe and soul. So it's a place where time and timelessness intersect and where death and eternal life meet. It's that
beautiful
point of oneness. Mm. It's the sort of completion of the circle of life. It's like the cycle of life, and it's one. So it's really important to be able to connect and open your crown chakra. It's where you're going to get all your stuff.
And how could you guide the listeners into opening their crown chakra, Claire? You've got a process that you do with the colours.
Actually, because the colour of the crown chakra is violet. Now, I found, as I've said before, I'm very fortunate that we can go out into nature so easily from where we are here and walk across the ground. But anyone can do this anywhere you are. It doesn't matter. It obviously serves you better if you're standing on ground, on nature, on soil or grass. But you can do it in a house, on your floor, because it's about a visualization. So you stand with your feet firmly on the ground, and then you visualize that you're opening the bottoms of your feet and you're putting your roots down. And they go down. In my mind, they're a bit like Jack and the Beanstalks. They're big roots, and they go down, and they twist, and they turn, and they seep just down through the brown earth, right down through it. It gets darker, richer, more peaty. And they keep on going down until they reach a deep sort of magenta heart at the core of the planet. So this is Mother's Earth heart, and it's rich. And they go down there, and then they hold on, wait till they hold on to lumps of crystal. So they wrap around citrine or amethyst, and then they can give you some traction. And then you can pull up that beautiful, beautiful deep magenta from the earth, right up through your roots, right up to the surface, up, and then up through your feet, up through the shins to your knees, up through your knees into your pelvis, and then up your spine, through into your heart chakra, across your shoulders, down your arms, right up through your neck, up into your head, up to your crown, till you are completely filled with this beautiful, rich, life-sustaining red, deep magenta-y red earth energy. So you're fully grounded. And when you do this, you'll find that you are then standing up. Instead of standing down, which is what I'd always done before, you could feel, you sort of give in to the gravitational pull and felt that you're standing on the top of the earth. Mm. This is, you're standing up from the earth. You are in it. You are part of it. And your energy literally lifts. You stand taller. It's coming upwards. Then you open the crown. You imagine that you're opening the crown of your head, like a round doorway, and you pull down the beautiful translucent blue energy of a clear blue sky. You just let that clear blue pour down through the top of your crown, past your third eye, through your head, down your throat, into your chest, out down through your arms. And as it's coming in, it's mixing with the red of the earth energy. And it goes down through your torso, down into your pelvis, right down your thighs, past your knees, down into your feet, where it all swirls and mixes into the most beautiful, blended purple, violet. So when you are totally connected with earth energy and totally connected with source energy, you then become this beautiful blended purple, which is you and your sovereign self. And that is the point of creation. When you are the most creative, you are in your purple. I mean, years and years and years ago, hundreds of years ago, the church forbade common people to wear the colour purple because it's such an empowering colour. It is the spiritual colour of connection. So only the high priests of the church were allowed to wear it because it's a divine colour. But the truth is, everybody can touch the divinity within themselves. You have an access point just by becoming that purple. You can become that purple, connect, and then you can create from your heart. You put out what you wish from your heart. You send out the love and the light to the world from your heart, from your most connected point.
Mm-hmm. And I think humanity is about to completely wake up to their divinity within, to their spiritual connection, their connection to source, and I think it's just going to change the world.
Yeah, I do too. Absolutely. It's about re-empowering each and every individual.
It's already in you. Mm-hmm. Just
absolutely.
Waking up.
Absolutely.
Waking up.
Because if we are all made in God's image, God created man in his own image, God the creator, which means each and every one, man, woman and child on the planet, is a creator in your own right. So all you have to do is learn how to use that connected energy and use it for the good, because that's what it's there for, to expressly empower and better the world for everybody involved. So this isn't, can't be selfish act. This is going to your heart. You won't come out with a selfish act from your own heart if you really connect with your heart instead of your head. This is where the think with your heart and not with your mind, because your heart would always only ever be thinking for the common good of everybody.
And I love the way that you rooted first, because there's a lot of spacey, airy people around. So it's quite possible to just live from the neck upwards. But when you root first, that's when you can actually ground and bring into being the life that you've lived, you've come to live. You can make that manifest, but not unless you're grounded. No, so I love that exercise you've just...
Well, I had to learn that for myself, because I've always come joking that I'm a space cadet. Because literally, if you ask me where I am in my body, I only ever came down to my knees.
You and me both.
Yeah.
So I've never been in my feet. What are they?
We like up
we
here,
love
don't
it up
we?
On the hunt. We love it up there. And yet what I've learned is by doing this grounding the other way around, actually I can go much higher and I can bring down much more information by being fully grounded.
But what you're talking about, Claire, is the vibration, really. It's about living within that vibration. And the beautiful ancient solfeggio scale demonstrates that. If we're talking about sevens, you've got the 741 hertz, and that's connected to your throat chakra. But that's all about consciousness and expanded consciousness and intuition. So amazing when you're living in that and you're living your truth. It's calling you to your divine calling, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And can you just explain to the listeners, just in case they haven't heard of the solfeggio scale, what that actually is? Is it a series of vibrations? What is that?
Yes, well, it's, they've been, in the 1930s, these tones were kept hidden from us, really, and they've been...
By the church, wasn't it?
Yes, it was by the church. I was being diplomatic, not mentioned.
Sorry.
The church again.
Whoops,
keeping
that
vibration high. You can tell
them it's
sad, foot in mouth. What were we going to say then?
And, yes, but they've been rediscovered, and they are beautiful healing tones that have literally got the possibility of completely, when we use them, you can heal your life with them. And that's going to... We're going to develop a wonderful course on this, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yes, yeah.
And that's all part of the ethos of Equilarium. As you said, it's a high vibration healing centre.
Yes.
So it's about incorporating the solfeggio scale vibrations, isn't it, into everything aspect of it, so you will be
to heal not only humanity but Mother Earth as well, you know. So it's going to do the earth acupuncture into the ground, you know, so
beautiful.
Yeah, which will be really exciting to do.
Mm. And we've got so much more to discuss about the whole solfeggio scale, but as we carry on week by week, more and more will come out about it, won't it?
Definitely. In fact, I've got a joke that's come to mind.
Share
us a joke.
Do
with a laugh.
We've had a lot of laughter here today, folks. A lot of laughter today.
So why was six afraid of seven?
I don't know.
Because 7, 8, 9.
That's sort of like
junior school. It just suddenly came floating into my mind.
Is that a Christmas cracker joke?
It should be. No, it's June. It's a June joke.
But Claire, also, if you're talking about doing this alchemical process, you know, with the colour red
blending.
And the blending. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can just see I completely go there and I've got this visualization in my head where I can see these gorgeous meltings of colors, but you've painted that in your tree of life, you know, and that's how in the holistic art house, which we can talk about, that's how your beautiful tree of life was there, wasn't it? And we've got lots of stories about that, haven't
we? And that's why I felt it was significant for me to bring in a beautiful piece of artwork that Claire bespokely made for me, and you've just described really in your meditation, haven't you, as you were going through that. I mean, that really is the tree of life, and I've brought that in for us to.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I mean, yeah, it's just taken me through it. You didn't even realise that.
You didn't realise.
A bit slow, yeah. But we're going to talk about art in more depth after the break.
But and healing aspects of art.
Yeah, but specifically to do with the tree of life and what that has led on to create. Mm. And the fact that you just embellished it to my. I don't know how to describe it, but you're going to talk about how you create, you know, how you embellish your artworks. But this is even more important because you got a piece of writing for me, didn't you?
Yeah, very specifically.
Yeah, which you've never had before.
Because the Tree of Life was an original painting that I did, which was 1.5 meters by 1 meter. So it was a really big boy. And it's all embellished with vintage jewellery and crystals, which is what I love to do, embellish my paintings. And then when I do bespoke prints, which is what I've done for you, it's a print, full colour print on canvas. And then I asked you to bring me a bag of trinkets, of broken earrings or jewellery or things that are treasures that, you know, we generally have on your dressing table in a bowl or in a bottom of your jewellery box. You know, a treasured earring where you've lost the other one or something that somebody gave you a long time ago but you don't feel like wearing it anymore, but it's a treasure.
Mm.
So you bought me this bag of treasures to go with it, not knowing what I was going to do with it. And so I put on some music and lit a candle and got to my meditative space and made a selection for you from that.
And what we'll do, we'll go into it in a little bit more detail after the break, because it's very significant to the radio show as well, isn't it? Something's appeared on that picture that...
That's true.
Yeah. So we can talk about that after, because I think it needs that space to expand into.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, my name is Monica and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Okay, so we were just talking about the Tree of Life. So, Claire, because it is such an important piece of artwork, can you talk about that and how it's led you on into some much greater things?
Well, it was quite a challenge for me to do that painting because my paintings are all a bit strange, as you might have gathered by now. That they're journeys I actually have to live. I don't just form them in my head and then go to canvas and do them. And this painting took me about 9 months to do because I'd got all sorts of things happening in my world. And before I started painting, I was like the butterfly that's at the top of it, flying around the world, freelancing here, there and everywhere and doing different things and never putting my feet down really in England. And then for me to become, I had to become fully grounded. So by painting, doing the painting, the process got me really grounded to being here, right now in the present in England. So that's why it took such a long time. And I love all the colours in life, you know, like the turquoises and the pinks and the blues. But for weeks and weeks and weeks, I just kept coming home from my studio and my kids were going, "Mum, are you still just painting brown?" Because my hands were always covered in the brown from my tree. And I was just like, "Yes, I'm still painting brown." It's all I could paint. I was just like, "Oh my God." So it was very, very transformational for me to become fully grounded. And as you say, when I look at the picture now, it's exactly the meditation I just told you about how to get grounded. Yeah, and so it taught me that process.
It did.
Of doing the blue of the top of the tree right down to those roots which go down into the ground.
Beautiful.
And then this piece has spoken to people more than any other painting I've ever done. So I've done prints of it and cards of it, and every time I'd go out to shows or put them in different galleries, they just sold out immediately. The tree is just, it's just been speaking to people, so many people. It's just like a, it's just one of those symbols that touches on every level.
The tree of life.
The tree of life, it is, and it's time for everybody to connect to their own, to be their own. So it's the, with mine, I kept turning upside down as I painted it because, as I said before, I haven't been very well at being good at being really grounded. So I didn't feel I could put my energy into the roots properly when I was putting them down because I was quite hesitant. Even painting, I didn't want to draw them going down to the earth very much. So I kept turning the canvas around so I could stretch my arms to their full reach up to the sky because I was painting the roots up in the sky. So then I kept turning it round and turning it round. And every time I put lots of work in the roots, I'd put it back on my easel and look at it. And the painting was all going, "Oh, I'm all about the bottom. I'm all about the roots." And the top looked thin and withered. And then I'd put lots of energy in the top. And then the roots would be going, "Oh, I'm all thin and withered." And just couldn't balance. It just wouldn't unite. And it wasn't until I painted the abundance of the crop that is right midway point of the trunk that the whole painting suddenly united and became as above, so below.
So it's below.
It was competing, and I hadn't got my balance right. So it's by the end of the painting, I'd really established that for myself. And that's why I'm just talking to the readers and to you guys about the importance of being both grounded and open to source.
And that creates the balance.
That creates the balance.
And the original now has found its true home, hasn't it?
It has, in a wonderful healing centre in Hove called the Tree of Life Centre.
Funny that.
Yeah, and it sits in the front window and it's spotlit at night, and they get masses of feedback of people's response to it, which is great because it wants to be in service.
Yeah, it is.
And I was really inspired by it, and I just decided that I would like something by you, you know, and embellish for me. And you, so you have this process, don't you, where you asked me to collect up some trinkets and things, and I just gathered a whole bunch of stuff together, and I just handed it over. I just trusted, and so would you like to just say what, because you went out and you,
it was quite funny, you'd given it to me, and I thought, okay, today I'm going to sit down, I'm going to do Jill's painting. So I sat there and I put the trinkets out on the table and I lit a candle and I had some music on and I lit an incense, so I was in my creative zone for you. And then I just kept getting, "Oh, I really ought to nip up to the village and go to the charity shop." And I was thinking, no, I'm focusing on this. Again, "No, come on, just come up to the village and go to the charity shop. Just pop there and have a look." And I was thinking, no. I thought, yeah, okay, just pop up to the village and look in the charity shop. So I thought, okay, this is three times it came in my head. So I thought, no, this is, I've got to go and do it.
Sixth sense.
Yep, sixth sense. So I went up to the charity shop and thought, so what is it that's calling me in here? So I went over and in the counter in the charity shop was this incredible necklace that had all these tiny little flowers that were enamel and crystal flowers that were on it that clearly wanted to come and be in the Tree of Life. So they are part of the embellishment in the Nitsuwa. So I bought it, took it home, chopped it all up with my scissors, and it became a lot of the glorious fauna and flora that's in the treetop. It was wonderful. One necklace provided masses of it.
But I'm actually fascinated by one thing that's very pertinent to what we're doing today and what we've been doing over the last 7 weeks, which is central to this embellished print that you've done for Jill. And do you want to speak more about that, Claire?
Well, I'm going to say it's actually the symbol of Om, which is a necklace I used to wear many, many years ago. And I wore it for several years. And that ended up in my little bag that I gave to you. And when you came to deliver it to my house, you unveiled it. And that's the first thing I saw, because it looked like it sits at the base of the throat when you look at the actual tree. And this is way before the radio. It was December, that's right. So since then...
it's become very significant.
It's become exactly. So Om times have now sort of grown out of the Tree of Life.
Yeah, which is really funny.
That's quite symbolic.
But also what was unique to this is that you actually got a piece of writing, which you've never had before. So
no.
I'm going to ask you to read that out for me for the listeners. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so this was very specifically for Jill. It was your Tree of Life. Your Tree of Life has come to guide and support you in all that you do, all that you dare to dream of becoming, and all that you are destined to yet be. Feel the deep love and support from your mighty root system, from the memories and experiences, friends and family who have brought you to who and where you are. Every encounter, every twist and turn of your journey is what has helped to form you and support you with great ease and confidence as your personal wealth of experience. Your heart lies deeply rooted and beautifully supported, held most dearly and protected by all the love you have shared and encountered along your way. It is filled with many other hearts, the hearts you carry within your own. For you are a greatly loving being, and your soul has a vast capacity to love beyond all limits and boundaries, beyond the confines of one lifetime. It beats with a deep rhythm that carries on and on and on. You can access this great love, for it is sent from above, as well as being sourced from below. It is the life force that truly feeds your tree. With such a strong, supportive root system, your tree has the nourishment and encouragement to truly reach the sky. It has a mighty trunk that holds you firm and strong and keeps you together and protects you from the elements and the outside world. Within the bark is where you truly reside, in the magnificent flow from head to toe. From the outer reaches of your outstretched arms and branches, all the abundance that you seek can be seen in full bloom and be pulled right down to your feet. Allow your canopy to expand. Receive with openness all the heavens have to give. Be open to big love and live big.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
I feel very humbled by that, actually. And obviously it's come through from Toth.
Absolutely. Toth's teachings for you.
Toth's teachings for me.
Yeah.
Personal.
Yeah, and I love the fact to be fully, fully rooted and grounded before you seek your divinity in as such, so that you can have that balance.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's quite
very
funny,
important, isn't it?
Because I was doing the yoga show at Olympia once in London, and I've got some of my paintings there with me, and the woman who was the head of the Brahma Kumaris, she came past and. And she called me aside, and it was lovely to meet her. And she said to me, "Do you meditate?" And I felt really guilty because I don't. Mm-hmm. I said, "No, I don't actually. I know I ought to, but I don't." And she just shook her head at me, much like the little Diddy woman. Mm-hmm. She shook her head and she said, "I think you'll find you do." She said, "When you stand at your easel, do you just disappear and go?" And I said, "Yes, quite clearly." And she said, "I thought you did." She's called open eye meditation. So she said, "You paint direct from source." Mm. So that's by putting your feet and your roots completely down, open your crown, and allow just what to flow. So it is by being fully grounded that you can do that.
And so these artworks that you have hold a vibration that then interacts with your own vibration.
Absolutely.
For healing energy.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
So the more time and effort, some of my paintings take years, you know, like that took 9 months to do. So it's the 9 months, I'm not there every day doing it, I'm out there experiencing, but when I turn around and then put it into it, it's what I channel into it, and that's the high vibration that then pours back out of it. Because you know, I didn't know this is what I was doing to begin with. It's what I've discovered afterwards that people find about my paintings along the way, that they give back out something. So I was aware they were doing something a bit strange.
Because you've got quite a few stories about people that have experiences, haven't you?
Absolutely. What you mean about that guy?
Yeah, that guy. Do you want to just quickly tell us?
I was doing another show somewhere, and a girlfriend was helping me do the stand, and I'd got my back to the stand at the time, and she just suddenly said to me, "Uh-oh, nutter alert. Should there's a real nutter come on your stand?" And without turning around, I just knew I was going to love whoever this nutter was. I just knew it. And I turn around, and one of my original paintings, which was a blooming heart with big red roses and feathers and crystals and bits of mirror, in front of it was this big Rasta dude. And he had a hat, and he had a long black coat like Neo from The Matrix. And he had these long dreads, which were way past his shoulders. And he was just standing there, looking up at my painting, and he was just mouthing. You couldn't hear what he was saying. He was just like, you know, not really saying anything, but just talking, like straight into the centre of my painting. So I sidled up next to him, and I just stood there, and I said, "Hello." And he suddenly said, "Sister!" He said, "Do you know what you're doing, sister?" And so I thought, probably not. And he said, "You are painting God's work, sister." I was like, "Ooh, am I?" And he said, "Yes." He said, "You are painting soul food, sister." He said, "And when I look at your work, I feel my soul has been fed."
Wow.
And I was just like, "Oh my goodness." Wow. I couldn't think of anything better that anyone on the whole planet could ever say about my work.
Soul food, sister.
And Josephine, didn't you get a kind of similar experience with a piece of artwork that you've created?
Well, I did. Another Tree of Life. Because I created a big, for the Holistic Art House that both Jill and Claire and I were involved in a couple of years ago, with another couple of our gorgeous girlfriends, and I created a huge seven foot tree of life too.
Yeah, it is.
Seven, so we can talk a little bit more
about. So let's talk about the Holistic Art House after the break, because that's really important, isn't it?
And I've got a similar story to you, Claire.
Yeah, you have.
More laughter on its way.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
The Laying Out of Hands Healing Radio Show is about treating the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. Join me, Charles Smith, as I share life balancing measures such as nutrition and spiritual practices to help you take charge of your own health and wellness every Thursday at 7 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So welcome back. So 2 years ago, Claire brought us all together and we created something called the Holistic Art House, didn't we,
yeah,
in Brighton?
Indeed.
It was part of the Brighton Festival that happens every May, so it's just finished again for the year. But what we created was nothing more than just, I don't know, I kind of think the word miraculous, actually,
yes,
I want to use,
right,
because it was just
great.
Brighton, absolutely
that
beautiful.
That was their intent, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it really was about raising vibrations. And I used to do the open art house myself from when I used to live in Brighton, and I did it for about 8 years, and I was following a theme of holistic art. So we were able to set up in a brand new house, an amazing house, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Really
and,
wonderful.
Beautiful. And stunning garden.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
And
from our host, Karen Healy.
Karen
Healy and David Hine-March,
yeah,
who's basically supported us, and we brought together all of our artworks. There was Claire, Josephine, myself, Jill, Ginger Gilmore,
yeah,
and Helen.
Yeah.
And we just, yeah, I mean, just... Josephine, would you like to...
Oh, it was just beautiful right from the start. You know, through Karen she gave the space to Claire, really, wasn't it, Claire? And we all came together doing this amazing, amazing art house. And the response we had from it was just quite incredible.
Yeah,
so you had your Tree of Life and all your beautiful, beautiful holistic paintings. Jill, you had your beautiful photography. And I had this huge mosaic piece, which again was the Tree of Life, and it was just all quite amazing and
quite a drama, wasn't it, getting it in the house?
Oh,
it was
massive.
Seven foot.
Yeah,
I saw it for the first time yesterday. I said, how do you move this thing?
It had seven guys to bring it in. Do you remember
it,
that?
It did, and it was all about the number seven, the mosaic, actually. We'll put a photograph of it on the Facebook page. And it was all about the number seven, and it had an amazing response from that too, because it's very healing. I mean, it was my journey with my family. I've got seven sons, one of seven sisters, so everything about the mosaic, it all comes in sevens. There's seven branches, seven hearts, you know, and it all comes together. But it's actually, I call it the wishing tree, because right at the centre there's a beautiful, it's all made up of beautiful rubies and gold and crystals, and it's very, very healing.
Oh,
I feel it's
absolutely
very healing.
Beautiful.
You made a wish on it yesterday,
well,
didn't you?
Well, I am, because I feel energies, so in part of the healing journey that I'm on. So, so I felt this vibration, stood in front of this massive 7 foot tree. Oh, wow. So I'm feeling the energy of it. And so Josephine says, well, you can make a wish. So I put my hand over the centre. There's a ruby, isn't there?
There's a ruby.
But it was very interesting because I didn't wish for anything material. I wished for the courage to live my highest truth from my highest heart. So that was my heart's highest hope. Now, what's quite funny about that is that Claire's latest teachings from Toth are a little bit about that. So that links in, which you're going to share later, aren't you, Claire?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I made a wish on that yesterday, and so many miraculous things have happened today. But also with the artwork, because coming on to holistic artwork, I thought, well, what is this? Only twice in my life have I glanced upon some artwork and thought, I've got to have that. The second time was last week when I was a guest on the show in Claire's amazing studio up here, where there is this glorious array of stunning artwork. And my eye just went to this heart, which I did put it on Facebook and hopefully we'll photograph it and put it on the website. And I just thought, I've got to have that. Now, that was quite stunning, because I hadn't slept well probably for a good couple of months now. Something was disturbing my sleep every night. And there was another piece my eyes went to, which, what would you call that?
Celtic cross.
Yes, Celtic cross. So, and it was just, and I was dressed in the full colours of this heart. It was, oh my gosh, I really got to have that. So what's actually happened is, I put those two amazing, magnificent pieces of art in my bedroom last night. The energy and vibration changed immediately. And I slept for 7 hours.
That's another seven.
Just woke up. Oh, I feel transformed. So whatever this artwork does, it surely does.
It does.
And I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the next few weeks.
But when we did the Holistic Art House as well, we got beautiful comments. You've got some of the comments,
haven't
you?
Yeah, we did.
Remember in front of the tree, my mosaic tree, there was two little children standing there, and one little girl, she said she wanted to waken up to that tree every day of her life, which was just beautiful. But we got lovely comments, didn't we?
Because
children are so tuned into the energy still, aren't they? They know the vibrations.
And as it was a first time house on the trail, unbelievably, we got drawn into the top three, because they do an open house award every year. And I mean, I did it for 8 years and I never got even mentioned. But to come in as a brand new house that nobody knew within a month, and we got runner-up, didn't we?
We did.
And there's hundreds of students. Yeah.
But we can put the link on our Facebook page, can't we? And then
it was stunning. And Ginger Gilmore, she's coming in next week. Her magnificent angel statues, I've never seen anything like it.
Sculptures,
that's what you call them. Oh, just amazing.
They're just stunning.
Because I believe that, you know, one of the aspects to Equilarium will involve art, you know, to do with raising vibrations through artwork.
Definitely.
So that is one of the main aspects, as far as I'm concerned.
Because the mission is to raise vibrations across the nations,
and that is a big part of you, Claire.
It is. It's a mighty big part of me, and everything that we're standing for, and all the different ways in which you can raise your own vibrations, and therefore as soon as you raise your own vibrations, you raise those around you, because however you interact with people and your environment, if your vibration is higher, that's what your environment will ring with, and that's what the people that you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, if you're in a better place at a higher vibration, they will meet you at that.
Absolutely.
And that's what was happening in the house. That's what people were actually experiencing.
And it's what's led us all to come here together today and do this radio programme and move us on to...
What's quite interesting is, I'm not from an art background, yet I was there and came and had a look.
Yes.
So I would have met you, but not knowing.
Ah.
And then, how many years later?
Yeah,
three years later, we are sitting here like this.
Yeah.
How amazing is that?
It's brilliant. Synchronicity.
So, Claire, you've got another piece of writing, yes, you would like to read to us?
Yep, I have. Here's a piece from the 27th of the 5th, 15. And every week I'll put the pieces of writing that I read onto our Facebook page, Equilarium Facebook page, and also on my website. So, congratulations and celebrations for raising vibrations across the nations. The heavens are ringing and the angels are singing, for now the transformation can begin. When people start to think with their hearts and not with their minds, miracles can happen and will abound. Keep on believing and be open to receiving, for the love and light you give out will be returned unto thee as health, wealth, and prosperity. Do your part with an open, loving heart and just wait and see. That interaction will create positivity. The more and more you all generate feelings of loving kindness and peace, the more the world will respond in kind and wars will thus cease. For your outer world is a reflection of your inner struggles for power and possession. By embracing each other as loving fellow human beings who are more like you than you even know. By regaining a sense of oneness and acting for the common good of all mankind, mountains can be moved and miracles will be done.
Wow, and that ties in with all of these radio shows about the heart, creating from the heart, what we were saying at lunch today, manifesting from the heart, getting in tune with your heart and living from that space now.
Yeah, the truth.
And wow, have things hotted up here, haven't they? The Equilarium.
They certainly have. And, yes. You know, our mission to create Equilarium, Claire, if you explain to the listeners that might just have joined us today.
We're aiming to create Equilarium, which is a high vibrational healing centre, which is basically a heart centre. and it's designed to help heal the hearts, the minds, bodies and souls of humanity, as well as to actually heal the planet.
It's a holistic healing centre.
It's a holistic healing centre, but it's also a type of architectural acupuncture. Earth acupuncture. So it's working on a mighty scale. So the seen level and the unseen level of connecting on the crystal grid of the planet to bring in all the unseen layers of healing and connectedness to join heaven and earth, to get that channel so that it will be an open portal. So we will be channeling down divine source and putting it into the earth. It's going to be an amazing centre.
And it's just what's absolutely needed on the planet now.
Yeah. And Toth's teachings, they're going to become courses, aren't they, for the healing and raising vibrations of humanity.
Definitely.
So there's going to be a lot of courses, workshops. So keep tuning in, listeners, because lots and lots of things are going to be coming that's going to help you, give you practical tools to raise the vibrations across the nation.
And I hear it's going to have a 7-star spa.
It is, actually. Ooh. It's having a 7-star spa.
I like that
as well. Because it's a sensory healing centre. So you have to, it's a sensory bliss point, which takes you to that seventh heaven, which is what today's show is all about. How to hit seventh heaven.
But it's all really about soul awakenings too.
It is. That's what it's about.
To awaken your soul.
There's the seven-star spa is one aspect of it, but there's also a massive part is the whole teaching and education. So it has an amphitheatre, which is a permanent teaching platform where we will be putting out the new education programme, the new paradigm for food and education and ways of living, as you say, for soul awakenings.
And that's what it's all about, raising the vibration to such a level in, for humanity, for Mother Earth, for all of it. But we are looking for seed capital, aren't we, Anita?
Yes, and I feel very, very strongly that this is all being ordained, it's all preordained, everything is ordained, and it's within you. So if you're feeling the call, heed the call and get in touch.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Yes. Please find us on our Facebook page. Give us a like. And we look forward to seeing you another time around my kitchen table. Thank you, ladies.
We've been raising vibrations.
We have. Thank you for sharing.
Namaste,
Didi. Namaste, Didi.
Namaste.